Welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about what parents can do if their child has anxiety. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, during the pandemic, we told kids the world was threatening. Now they have to reintegrate into it. What can parents do to help their kids if they're anxious?
So parents are mirrors. We are teaching kids to tolerate anxiety. It's not that we ourselves don't experience anxiety, it's that we get through it. So teaching children that they can handle to feel anxious is vital. That means we get better and better at experiencing anxiety, that we can handle it. Because in fact, Mark, most of the impairment and disruption that stems from anxiety comes from the belief that I cannot handle feeling anxious. It doesn't come from the fact that the anxiety is higher, but rather from the thoughts of this feeling is going to destroy me, or I'm scared of actually having these feelings.
So the parent obviously has to send a message to the child there. So the parent believes the child can handle that that situation and be able to get through it. Does that actually really change how the child will behave?
Yes, in the sense for two reasons. One is that by acknowledging that the child can get through the experience of anxiety, the parent is instilling a sense of confidence into the child that there's a kind of trickle-down effect will lead to increased capacity to experience anxiety and therefore less need to adopt behaviors that accommodate the anxiety for the child. Secondly, for the parent, a parent who says, I know this is difficult, but I know you can do it, is a parent who is not themselves going to accommodate the anxiety in a way that avoids speaking about the effects of anxiety. So there's a kind of twofold change. First, the behaviors that from the parent who are accommodating the child, and then secondly, the child, their own behaviors.
So how do parents then concretely enact changes?
It has to be through messages of support. I get it. It's really hard. You acknowledge what your child is experiencing. And I know that you can handle this difficulty. So that doesn't mean you're asking the child, oh, come on, just get out of the car and go to school. Who cares that you're anxious? It's saying, I know it's really hard and I know that you can do it, which doesn't actually mean the child's behavior is going to immediately change. But you're changing your expectations of what you're demanding of them. And certainly you're not saying, oh, there's nothing to be worried about and I'm going to hold your hand. You're saying, yeah, actually, there's a lot to be worried about and it's okay. You will be okay.
Okay, so small changes which sets the tone for the overall change of intention.
Yes, and more specifically, parents can make an action plan to reduce specific accommodations that will entail perhaps an intense emotional response from the child, but we're looking at the larger scale impact rather than the specific trying to get through this day. I'm looking at how is the system of anxiety taking shape.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can go to Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that show again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.